I feel like there was a lot to choose from this weekend. We wrapped the 4 o'clock hour of sports talk, taking a peek back, and this one was loaded with PTPs, baby. It's a little something we call "Let 'Em Up."
Again, butter. Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
I can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
It's spectacular. It's real, and it's big tech.
Thanks, Mike Tirico. Time for Light 'Em Up. Here, Steve and I bring up the biggest and best performers from the weekend, a trio of them. And yes, there are many to talk about. Who did you go with, Steve? Who you lean off with?
Well, I'm thinking where we sit, what he did, to not begin with C.J. McCollum would be obscene. I'm going to say historically lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, first of all, to win a Game 7 on the road to make the Final Four, yeah, that's pretty rare. Then to ignite the best comeback in 19 years, then the method CJ chose, not an aerial assault of three-pointers, but various paths to victory, courtesy of a grit and toughness. Thought it was not even his play. It wasn't even his playoff career high. I didn't realize that. He had 38 against New Orleans in a sweep last year, 41 when they got swept against the Warriors the season before. But the dunk, the drive and kiss, the chase down block of Will Barton, that might have been the biggest momentum shifter of all. And then the timeout. Stotts resisting the temptation to go with his superstar Lillard. Nope. It was the Lehigh grad's night, ISO against Torrey Craig, and similar to Jordan separating from Byron Russell to wrap the 98 finals, he found room, he drilled it, points 36 and 37. One of the great money drainos in franchise history, C.J. McCollum is lit.
It's lit!
I'm starting off with George Springer and Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros, who lit it up on Mother's Day.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
These two guys are part of the cornerstone of the Astros' resurgence into one of the best teams in baseball. And Springer, your 2017 World Series MVP, hitting .321, leading the American League in runs, hits, home runs, RBI, slugging, and OPS+. By the way, Springer, the Astros' leadoff hitter, and he's only trailing Christian Yelich in the league lead for home runs. On Mother's Day, he hit a 368-foot line drive for his first home run of the day, and then a nice 420-foot home run in the sixth, capping off a 5-for-5 day with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. A performance just, you know, hey, happy Mother's Day, Mom. I did the best I could. Not wanting to be outdone, Alex Bregman, 3-for-5, 2 home runs. His went 385 and 420 feet as well. He had 5 RBIs. Just these two guys alone, 2 players, 4 home runs, 9 RBI in one game. It's insanity, and it's lit.
It's lit!
And you know how much pain this causes me, but those Boston Red Sox are lit.
Oh, boy.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
The team that just crushed everything in its path en route to the 2018 series title, kind of quiet during the offseason, but entered 2019 as one of the favorites to win all the marbles. They were 2-8, 5-10, 6-13, 11-17 just 15 days ago. Yeah, they're 22-19. That was a demolition of Seattle at Fenway. They outscored the free-falling Mariners by a combined score of 34-8. They've won 5 straight, 11-13. They are now a mere 3 games behind Tampa for the East lead. They've got 5 guys who've already driven in at least 20, paced by Mitch Kumstein-Moreland with 29. And by the way, the scary part, Starting pitching is still struggling. Heck, Chris Sale has one win, but he's got just 5 total runs allowed over his last 4 starts and 42 strikeouts. Reports of their demise turn out to be a tad premature, and the Bo Sox are lit.
It's lit!
I'm going with current pro duck Cole Irvin lit up the Royals in his major league debut.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Cole Irvin drafted first pick in the 5th round of the 2016 draft by the Phillies, and he's the first 5th rounder to make it to the majors, one of now just 15 so far out of the top 5 rounds that have even made it into the big leagues in the draft that was 3 years ago. Incredible, a starting pitcher be able to fly through the minor leagues as he's been good enough to be called up and make a big impact start for a team in the hunt for a division title, and Cole showed up against the Royals to make his debut on Mother's Day, a shutdown, quote, major league baseball team. 64 of his 93 pitches were strikes. He struck out 5, went 7 innings, only walked 1, only gave up 5 hits as well. It's been a while since the Ducks have had an MLB pro duck, and the only 2 that are still around are Ryan Healy and Tyler Anderson. With Cole Irvin starting how he did on Sunday for the Phillies, should mean that he's going to be pitching in some important games over the summer, and that is very lit.
It's lit!
All right, my last one is also kind of easy. It's also from yesterday. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So you could stick to your guns and say it's still LeBron. You might have moved on and think Kevin Durant's the best player. Well, considering James last played on March 29th and Durant is currently sidelined, the best dude playing, his name is Kawhi. And by now, we've seen the pull-up from the corner take 4 bounces before it fell through to absolutely gut the city of Philadelphia in Game 7, put his Raptors in the East Finals for just the 2nd time ever. And this is his first season since the trade from the Spurs. This is not an out-of-nowhere performance. Remember, he was the MVP of the Finals when San Antonio last won all the marbles in 2014. The gamer, his 40th and 41st points of the game. He averaged 35 points per game in that series as he hit a scorching 54% from the field. He also averaged 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and an assassin-like demeanor. Remember, this guy's a 2-time All-NBA first team, 4-time All-NBA defense. He is a great, great player, and Kawhi Leonard is lit.
It's lit!
Last one for me, Manchester City, Premier League champions once again, was lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
The Premier League had one of its best title races in some time this season, and Manchester City repeated as league champion for the first time since 09-08 when the red team in Manchester accomplished that. City were at one point 10 points behind Liverpool, chasing them for the title. They had seen Liverpool win 9 straight games at one point, and it seemed that Liverpool were in fact going to be ending their 30-year title drought. And Liverpool didn't lose a game in Manchester City lost only 1 game in the 2019 calendar year. They lost on Boxing Day to Leicester 2-1 and only lost 1 other game in their final 19. 54 points out of a possible 57. They made up the 1 game where they didn't get any points by actually beating Liverpool during that 18-1 streak. The only loss that Liverpool had all season long as well. An incredible season, or incredible end to a wild, wild season. Ending the year, winning 4-1. Titles once again. They were lit.
It's lit! Woo-hoo!